Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, live from the Intel Developer Forum in San Francisco. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm delighted to be joined by Jeff Hollingworth, Head of Product Marketing for the Cloud at Ericsson. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Why don't you just start by talking a little bit about what your organization is chartered for within Ericsson and how it fits into your broader strategy for a telco in the cloud?
Yeah, sure. So maybe we just take a step back and look at the telco industry. We've built a machine that covers 6 billion people. I recently visited Thailand for the first time, and you turn your phone on and it works. It's amazing that you can go to every corner of the world and do that, and the telco industry has provided that infrastructure to do it. So you have to ask the question, why is there so much innovation outside of the telco industry? Why didn't the telco industry drive the app revolution and the app economy? And I think it comes down to a simple, clear fact that we made a massive infrastructure that was really good at doing voice, really good at doing texting or SMS, and it was really good at doing data. But they were embedded inside the infrastructure. No way was this infrastructure ever available for other people to innovate upon it. So it was not programmable. So I think the telco industry has realized now that the next wave of growth, as we connect everything else, is forcing a change in that paradigm, and we have to make sure that all of our infrastructure is accessible and programmable for ourselves and also for anyone else that wants to innovate on it.
We also see the lines blurring between cloud service providers, telco, offering some of the very same services or very similar services to the marketplace. How does that impact how communication service providers are viewing their market and what they need to do to drive the next wave of innovation?
The telco people, the mobile operators, they're coming from a position of strength around mobile and radio. If you look at the Googles, the Amazons, the Facebooks, the disruptors there, they've used data as a basic asset and they're now moving towards the radio and the mobile industry. Mm-hmm. In the future, the people who will do the best is the people who can take both of those assets and efficiently monetize both of them the best way. And that really means putting them in a platform that allows people to innovate on them.
What is the opportunity for Ericsson as you look at this market environment? And what does it mean for the infrastructure that you're creating?
If we look at Ericsson's opportunity, what we're really doing is taking what we do best in network industrialization, and we're adding compute and data to that. If you move into connecting devices, the Internet of Things, the reason that we're doing that is because, of course, they generate data. And it's the data that's really valuable. Now, the volume of data is tremendous. I mean, one use case from an industrial internet, say jet engine data, starts to exceed what Netflix does today. So you have to have a different approach on how you actually process that data. And you actually have to start moving the compute and storage from being centralized further out into the edge.
I can imagine that today's base stations are not entirely prepared to do the types of analytics for data to be delivered to that edge. Can you talk a little bit about how technology is changing to direct mobile edge computing?
There's obviously a lot of change happening just in the basic idea of what a computer is. And this leads into our cooperation with Intel around the rack scale architecture. And what excites us so much is, well, since computers began, you had a box and you put components inside, and that was the computer. What we're actually working with Intel on rack scale is you can take those components, the compute, storage, network, and you can start to pool them that's very geographically distant. And then you can start to make virtual servers. But what you're doing is actually optimizing the use of all of that infrastructure at a software level. You can only do that if you have a really good backbone interconnect between those components. So distance doesn't matter anymore. The reason they were all in one box is because distance matters.
Right, latency would be a problem.
And there's been a journey that, you know, you first had them in a server and then you had them in a rack, but that was still all electronics. The big place that we're pushing is actually to have that communication network to be an optical mesh with photonics on the boards. And then you can completely change even. There is no such thing as a computer anymore, actually, in the future.
I'm glad that you brought up rack scale. We saw the initial system that you guys demoed at Mobile World Congress. That was very exciting earlier this year. What's happened since March?
So we showed a working demonstration and proof of concept at Mobile World Congress. We've continued to develop this concept. It becomes available in the market at the start of next year. But what's really important is less the hardware level, it's the software that controls it. How do you make sure that that software can actually manage your business needs and match it with the resources underneath? We've made an announcement that we've now got a very close cooperation with South Korea Telecom to actually discover how to do that the best in real operation. So it's going to be that experience and learning that turns this into a nice press release and technology into a business and differentiation.
And what has the customer response been to that as you prepare for market introduction?
Thank goodness you've arrived. Thank goodness you've arrived. And we're very fortunate in this space because Ericsson has no legacy in here. So we're not cannibalizing any existing business. And by the way, the reason we've done this is because we wanted to do it to ourselves as well.
Nice.
So Ericsson is the fifth largest software company in the world. It's just that we don't announce that anywhere. We have 690 or so data centers that we use for development and testing. We're collapsing all of those into three global internet centers. So you can imagine the economics just from that. The 690 plus facilities going to three, the business case is transformational, as long as you have the right automation, control, governance around that, which is what we're working on there.
Ericsson and Intel have a number of collaborations. RackScale is one of them. When you look at the broader move in the network to drive to software-defined networks, network function virtualizations, and automated control of workloads, where is the industry with that today? And where do you see the opportunity for that across the core network?
We're involved now with 50-plus proof of concepts around making this real best practice, what works, what doesn't work, and discovery. The interesting conversations are really around what makes business sense. What's the new revenue that's actually going to be generated from having this great programmability? A good example of this is AT&T and their private VPN service. They automated it with these technologies. The provisioning went down from months to seconds. And now the customer satisfaction, the customers are in control of what they're doing. It's cheaper to deliver. They have a different competitive position. They don't have to be rocket science things. Quite often, it's the simple things that will make the biggest difference.
Where do you think we are with that transformation? And what do you think is the challenge for industry innovation on getting to the end game?
From an Ericsson point of view, we're virtualizing everything just as part of our normal roadmap. So come 2016, you just get this anyway. There's nothing special to it. What we are working heavily with is an initiative called OPNFV. Because one of the things that's happening here is by disaggregating functions, you build complexity. And complexity gives you flexibility, but it also can be a cost and a problem, especially if things don't work together very well. So what we're doing is working very hard to try and make sure that not only do people who work with us have choice of who to select, but also that when they do select it, it will actually integrate and operate the right way.
Just want to end with one final question. If folks want to see what you're doing in this space, where would you send them for more information online?
If they go to ericsson.com/cloud.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. I know your IDF schedule has got to be very busy. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much.